Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Because Show. We thought we'd try something a little different this week by forgetting to plug in the microphones. So the audio this week is not quite up to Because Show snuff, but please bear with us. We just accidentally used the microphone on the actual computer itself, so it's going to sound a little bit tin canny, but hopefully you know, it's a good show. You should stay tuned and listen to it. All right. Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Because Show, the only podcast that doesn't smell like farts.
Here's mine. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Because Show, the only podcast with a UTI.
Those are two good ones.
Yeah. We can use both of those.
Okay.
All right.
Great. So, welcome. This is Susan.
This is Amy.
And we are the Because Show.
Yay!
We have, do not smell like farts.
We do have a UTI, though.
Oh,
one of us
man.
Does. Yeah, I know. It stinks.
What a bummer.
It burns. I can't get rid of it.
The cranberry juice?
Well, drink a ton. Usually I just drink a ton of water, and it goes away.
Oh, okay. Wait. Back up. What do you mean, usually?
Well, when I get them, like once in a while.
Okay, because I don't think I've ever had one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, they're unpleasant.
Is it just bacteria creeps up your urethra?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
You can get it from the sex.
Yeah,
I heard that if after you have sex, you have to pee.
Mm-hmm.
Or else you get a UTI.
I just learned that last night when I was watching Amy Schumer's HBO special.
Okay,
I didn't know that, but it was very apropos.
I think that I brought this up, like, at least 2 years ago.
Okay, I wasn't listening to you.
Okay.
Then. But yeah, I listened to Amy Schumer. I was like, oh, and then she said, if you don't pee and you just lay there like a cum dumpster, you might get a UTI. And then everybody will know that you're a cum dumpster. So,
All right.
So there you go. But yeah, I have one, and usually when I get them, which is not very often, I will just drink up. Ton of water and then pee and pee and pee and then it's better.
You just pee all the bacteria out.
Because with the UTI, if you've never had one, let me tell you all about it.
Okay, tell me.
You feel like you have to pee all the time.
Okay.
And then when you do, it's just like teeny, teeny, teeny little dribble and then huge amounts of pain.
Oh.
And it's just like, ow. So if you drink a ton of water, then you just keep peeing and then eventually flushes itself out. But this one kind of won't go away. So I bought something called Azo.
I've heard of that.
Recommended.
Yeah.
And it's turning my pee like this bright orangish red. It's pretty cool.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So I'm trying to avoid, people are saying, just call the doctor, Amy. And I'm trying to avoid that because I don't want to go on antibiotics.
Yeah.
I hate those.
I hate those so much.
They usually give me a flare up.
And diarrhea.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
They give me, because we both have colitis, so they usually give me, like, they make my colitis go, and then I have to take prednisone, and blah, blah, so.
Yuck. All right, well, I've heard cranberry juice helps.
I've heard that, too, but I think it's just, like, the cranberry juice, like, that really pure stuff you get at the health food store.
Yeah.
Like, if you get it at the grocery store, it's just, like, you might as well just drink water.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got something called a cranberry chew, so we'll see if that helps.
Okay, we'll see. I'm excited to hear the update.
I know, it's so exciting. My UTI.
So excited.
Great.
All right, so we addressed your opening. Now let's address my opening about the farts.
You don't smell like farts.
I don't smell like farts. Mm-hmm. I do not. However, our bedroom, and I don't know how many other married couples have this problem. You walk into the bedroom, and it just smells like a fart castle.
Okay, so I'm in your bedroom right now. I'm a little bit grossed out that you said that. But it does not smell like farts in here that I noticed.
Okay, at night it does.
I feel like I'm sitting now in a fart castle.
You are. You're on the throne, actually, of the fart master.
I have to go.
Fart master general.
I gotta go now.
So, here, like, my remedies for this, like, I don't want to spray perfume every night, but what I've been doing is just putting this really nice body butter that smells like lavender and like Meyer lemon, on my hands so that I personally just don't smell it.
You know what they need to have?
What?
They, people who invent things.
Yeah.
Some kind of very small, non-intrusive little pellet that you can stick up your butt.
Yeah.
And then it makes your fart smell good.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Or your loved one might do that.
Maybe.
You.
Or just a little fart filter that you can just put in
like
your underwear.
Yeah, like a, or maybe like a screen. You just put over your,
like
your
a,
butt.
Or like a little panty liner.
Yeah, panty liner.
But just a little one.
Yeah.
A little baby
dainty
little dot, like 1-inch diameter.
Mm-hmm.
You just stick in your underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like
a male or female.
Yeah, male or female. And it's like a stick up. Remember stick-ups?
Like in your car, right?
Yeah, but you put it in your underwear for your butt smell.
That is a great idea. It's better than putting something in your butt.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It would not be quite as popular.
Yeah, not as popular, I don't think.
Huh, what would you call it? Stick-up?
I'd call it a fart filter.
A fart filter, yeah.
Fart
what
filter.
Else is there really to call it?
Yeah.
And we could have, like, manly scents, like pine.
Yeah, or like...
sandalwood.
Noir.
Or like Drakkar Noir.
Yeah.
And fart. Smells like somebody farted in the 80s.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Totally. I think that's a really good idea.
I think that we are onto something for sure.
So anyway, there's that.
There's that. And now we're going to talk about other things that
we're
are
talk, we have a whole
equally
list.
As unpleasant.
Yeah. Should we just start with another unpleasant
thing? I mean,
thing?
If we're going to talk about unpleasant,
all right,
I might as well go first.
Oh, okay, yeah. And then I'll go second.
So last Tuesday... I had the worst day in the world.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to tell you all about it.
Did it have to do with a headache?
No.
Because there was that.
Did I have a headache?
Uh-huh. Like 2 episodes ago.
Oh, okay. No, this was... Thankfully, I didn't.
Okay.
But it was the worst day. I'm going to tell you all about it.
Okay.
In a great detail right now.
All right.
So
here
you can
we
all
go.
Suffer with me.
Buckle in. Go get... Pause. go get a glass of wine.
Put in your fart filter.
Put in your fart filter. Have a seat. Here we go.
Yeah. It's going to be a... bad, slow, painful ride.
Okay.
So let me set the scene. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of little things that happened that would have been mildly annoying, but just added to the terribleness by the end of the day.
Okay.
So my office is in downtown LA, which is nice and close, about 5 miles from my house.
Yep.
Very convenient. However, we have a second office, second location, in Irvine, which is about 60 miles away.
Irvine.
So once in a while, we have to go there for a meeting or whatever. So whatever, you know,
okay.
It's fine.
You just suck it up and go.
Just suck it up and go, because traffic can
traffic.
Be horrible.
Yeah.
But, so I had to go last Tuesday to prepare. I had a presentation over there, and I had to prepare for it. Mm. The good news was that I didn't have to be there at any certain time, so I could leave to avoid traffic, and I could leave there early. I was going to leave there around 3-ish to avoid traffic on the way home.
Okay.
Whatever. So I'm there in the morning. So first, I have PMS. Let's just say that.
All right.
Second, getting dressed, and at that time, the weather was kind of weird, like it was hot, it was cold, like now it's just winter, but then it was hot, it was cool in the morning, so like, I put on jeans and some boots and like this little pretty tight t-shirt that's just to wear under things, you know,
right.
And a long, kind of lightweight sweater.
Okay.
Cute outfit.
Layered, you're
kind of layered, I looked good, whatever.
Because who knows, like, what, is it going to be super air conditioned?
Right, who knows, you just got to be prepared.
Right.
And I'm cold a lot, so they're fine. So there I was. I was going to leave around 10 for Irvine. I was working at home in the morning because I'm responsible.
Right.
And, you know, around 9:45 or so, I get this message from our IT guy, who I'm friendly with. And he said, hey, there was this big virus. Some people's computers, about 100 people across the company, of this huge company, their computers were exposed to this virus.
Uh-oh.
And they're just exposed to it by, it's not like I was surfing porn at work. He said it was on a bunch of websites, like including CNN, and it was just an ad on the site. You didn't have to click on it. You just went to these sites, and there was this ad, and then it was in your computer.
Oh, shit.
And he said, it's so big, we can't stop it. So what we need to do is swap out your computer. Basically, everybody who has this is going to start over.
Okay.
And I said, okay. And he said, so you should, have you backed up your data? I'm like, what? No. You know,
right.
like
all my data does that?
All my data is on my desktop, because it's a big company. Like, they back shit up, right?
Yeah.
And he said, okay, well, you should, put all your data on your U drive now, because we're going to do it soon. And I said, okay. So I figured out how to do that. I started, and I have a lot of data. I worked there for 4 years.
Yeah.
So I started back it up, and it said, you know, this will take 4 hours and 23 minutes.
And you're like, oh, shit.
So I said to my guy, hey, this says it's going to take 4 hours, and I have to go to Irvine.
Right.
What should I do? And he's like, okay, that's fine. Just shut up. Just close out of it. And then when you get to Irvine, they can do it there. They'll take care of it for you there.
Okay.
I said, okay. So I patched up, went to Irvine, and then I got there, and... So the first annoying thing that happened is that since the people I'm doing the presentation with, like, we don't work there, so we have to kind of reserve space.
Right.
And we kept on getting kicked out of our spaces. right? So we kept on having to find new space, which would be no big deal, except for...
Like, oops. Oh, we're in conference room A. Oh, no.
Oh, someone booked it. Okay, let's go over to this. And, like, Irvine is a campus, so it's like you have to schlep all the way across and all the way back, all these different places. So, okay. And I have to take my computer everywhere, which is heavy.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, it's warming up. So we're schlepping, and I'm getting hotter and hotter, you know?
In your sweater and
in my sweater and my boots and schlepping my computer back and forth and...
Your laptop.
My laptop and... You know, I don't want to take off my sweater because I just have that little obscene t-shirt thing, whatever. Yeah. So I'm getting hotter and hotter. And then I kept calling the IT people there and saying, oh, now come get my computer. Now I'm in this room. Now I'm in that room. Now I'm in this other room. So finally, by the afternoon, I called one more time. I was hot and crabby. And then, of course, I'm with, like, this young guy who's, like, Mr. Athlete guy. And so we have to go to the third floor. He's, like, taking the stairs. Like, everybody else in my group. I'm like, fuck you, 28-year-old guy. Why am I just slipping up the stairs? I'm hot. I'm cranky. I'm old. Whatever. Wouldn't have been a huge thing if not for the rest of my day.
Right.
So, finally, around 3-ish, I talked to a woman in IT, and she said, okay, go get your computer. Go over there, give me your computer, blah, 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 new computer. I said, okay, but I have all this data that I didn't back up, and the other guy said this. And she's like, okay, well, what they can do is put all your data. I know this is boring. I don't even care. I'm going to keep going.
No, keep going.
She said, what they can do is put all your data on a hard drive for you.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, then when they wipe, you know, then they'll put it back on the new computer or whatever. So I said, okay. So I took the computer to the IT people.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 2:30. At 3 o'clock, I had to be at this rehearsal for this presentation.
Yeah.
And I said, okay.
A rehearsal?
Yeah, no. Wow. That's a big thing. So I said, okay, blah, blah, blah. Here's my computer, blah, 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 hard drive, blah, blah, data, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, no, we can't do that for you. You don't get your data back.
What?
We just have to wipe your computer.
Oh,
I was like,
shit.
What?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, no. And, like, sometimes I forget they're not people, like, they're peers. You know, we all work for the same people.
Right.
Sometimes I forget they're not, like, service people I've hired. So, like, I go into that, like, pain in the ass lady mode.
Right.
You know, so I'm like, oh, no. You know? And I was like, this is all my work, so you're just going to have to figure something out.
Yeah.
He's like, well, there's nothing to figure out. We can't do it. We're just going to wipe your computer. Oh, by the way, when I got to work, I opened my computer and tried to sign in again, and it was just like, you don't exist.
Oh, shit.
So I was basically carrying this brick around,
God.
Because I couldn't get in anymore.
Right.
So, and then I was like, what? You know? And I started to lose it. And then they're like, well, do you want to talk to our manager? I was like, yeah. So the manager brings me in to his little office, and I'm like about to cry, trying not to cry, you know? I was like, blah, blah. And he's like, well, you're supposed to back up your data. I'm like, I know. I understand this is my own issue, you know, but I didn't know, or I tried to do it this morning, and this is all my work that I've done since this 4 years of work that you're telling me is just going to be wiped, you know? So you know how some people, usually men, are just so kind, and they start looking so stressed out about a woman in front of them who's going to lose her shit?
Yeah.
You know, he's like one of those men, so nice. And he was like, okay, well... What I can do is I can put it on a hard drive for you, all your data.
Right.
But, and you can't have it back, you can't put it back on the computer until we scan, someone's going to have to scan it for the virus to see if it's in any of your files.
Okay.
And if it is, you know, and there's basically no plans to do that anytime soon.
Right.
You know, there's no plans to do it.
You're not a special snowflake lady.
I am a special snowflake because they're giving me the hard drive with my data.
Oh,
you know?
Kind of a special snowflake.
Yeah, they're like, but there's no plans to, like, implement this data scan, you know, whatever. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. And I'm like, I don't want to give you my computer. I'm like, I know it's no good, but I just need to process this for a little while. And he's like, well, it's better to do it today because we have to support. It was this big technical tech expo. That's what we were doing this presentation for. It's like, we have to support that tomorrow and you're not going to get it back in time, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, you know, so they put the computer on the external hard drive. They're talking about how they're going to get it back to my IT guy back in LA.
Yeah.
They're like, well, we can't send an internal mail. We can't do this. We can't do that. I'm like, I'll just give it to him. I'm going back there. Like, just give it to me. And they're like, shit, looking at each other. I'm like, I won't do anything with it.
Right.
You know? I'll just give it to me and I'll give it to him.
I'll just be the carrier pigeon.
Exactly. And then he's like, well, I mean, technically you could open this on your home computer. And I was like, yeah, but if it's full of viruses, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know? But just give it to me. I'll give it to him. They're like, okay, so they did, and I was just, like, so upset.
Ugh.
They're like, we're just going to wipe your computer. You can pick it up tomorrow with nothing on it.
Oh, shit.
I was like, 4 years of data.
Ugh.
Gone. So then I went to meet the other guys at the rehearsal. Then I started sweating, and I just could not stop. You know? Like, it was just, like, I was so hot. I'd been schlepping. I was so upset. And I just started, like, just pumping out, like, gallons of sweat.
Oh, no. So your underarms are just, like...
And so finally I took off my big sweater because I couldn't stand it. And I'm, like, sitting there in this, like, obscenely non-work-appropriate tight little t-shirt.
Yeah.
Trying not to cry, you know.
Oh.
And I'm, like, doing this thing with three other guys. And they're like, what's up? I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. You know? And then, like, when you start telling people about it, they look at you. Because it's work people, so not so much friends people. Friends are like, oh, my God. But sometimes I feel like work people are like, oh, you're kind of a screw-up. You didn't back up your data, you know?
Yeah. Oh.
So I didn't want to be, like, too much, you know?
Yeah.
Like, get the pity look from work friends.
Right.
So, anyways, really upset. Could not stop sweating. And then I finally ended all the stuff. And then we had to talk after the rehearsal, like, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And
you,
then,
you still had the, like, big show to do, the big
That was the next day.
The next day.
This
okay.
was the rehearsal. And then, oh, and by the way, that evening I had an appointment with a therapist. I've been seeing a therapist for some, like, divorce-related issues,
mm-hmm.
Who was, like, also way on the other side of town of L.A., you know?
Oh,
so, like, I was going to have to see him, and my original plan was, like, okay, I'll get home. I could leave here at 3, and then I'll just get home, chill out for a while, and then I'll go chill out over there. So,
right.
Chill. So, anyway, so now it's, like, 3:30, 3:45. Like, it's getting late, you know? And I have to go, and so I left, and there's these two big parking garages on either side of the campus.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I'm, like, walking around, I'm like, where's my car? Where's my car? I'm like, oh my God, I went to the wrong one.
Oh no.
I was so hot and I was so unhappy and like sweating, you know, and it was so miserable. So I called Tim. I'm like, I'm going to come over. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just want to come over and then I'll just go to the therapist from your place. And I just don't want to, I just am having the most terrible day,
right.
You know? So I go to the other parking garage. I was so upset and so hot. Found my car, get in my car, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Go on Waze to see. And then I know I'm going to hit traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, by now it's after 4.
Yeah.
So I go on Waze to see Tim, the directions to Tim Place, and they're like, you will be there in 2.5 hours, you know?
Oh, my
I know.
God.
But I'm like, fuck it, I'm going over there. So I'm driving, finally. I'm like, at least I haven't cried.
Yeah.
Like, I made it without crying. Driving, finally, I'm like, don't, it's like way far away, so I don't know what, I'm like, am I going on the freeway right now? What, like, my phone is, and I'm like, look down at the, my phone to see if I'm following directions, and then sirens. I know.
Oh.
Totally got pulled over. I got pulled over.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no,
shit.
No, I'm laughing. So so the policeman pulls me over. I roll down the window. I'm like, now this is the best day, the worst day ever. Wah! And I totally started crying.
You started crying?
I'm like, now is the worst day ever. He's like, why is it the worst day ever? I'm like, wah! I was like, you know the cartoons when the tears are spurting out?
Yes.
Like, and I lost all my data. And it's a terrible diary to give me a ticket.
Oh, man.
And he was like, well, you know what's weird, though,
what?
Is that he was really suspicious of me, you know?
Okay.
He's like, well, I saw you looking at your phone, and you were drifting, whatever. I'm like, okay. And then he said, he's like, well, where are you going? I'm like, well, my office is down here, but I don't work down here very often, so I'm just going home.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you're going home? You haven't been this way before or something? I'm like, no. I'm like, actually, I'm going to my boyfriend's, but he lives in Studio City.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, okay. And he's like, well, what are you looking at? And I said, directions.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get a ticket for being on your phone, does it matter what you're looking at? Like, you could be looking at porn or, like, reading a scientific journal.
Or directions.
Or directions. Like, it's all the same ticket. Right?
Yeah.
But he was like, really? He's like, and then he looked at my phone. He's like, I don't even see a map on there. It doesn't look like you're looking at a map. So I picked it up. I'm like, no, look, it's Waze. It's an app. And, like, I showed him, and he's like, well, Studio City's nowhere near. Studio City's not out here. I was like, no. And, like, I showed you how it lists the directions.
Yeah.
So I showed him, like, scroll, 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 scroll.
Yeah.
There it is, you know?
Yeah.
Fucker. And so, anyway, so he gives me a ticket.
Oh, fuck.
And I cried, and I cried, and I cried.
Oh.
And I was walking, driving home, like, boo-hoo. And I called my manager, who was super cool about it. Thankfully, I mean, I didn't call her crying, but we were supposed to talk
right.
anyway. And I told her, and she was super cool about it, which was really nice. I did not tell her I got a ticket because I was too embarrassed.
Yeah.
And then I got to Tim's house pretty much 10 minutes before I had to leave Tim's house.
Oh, God.
You know? And he was very sweet, and I was so upset. And he's like, just don't go to the therapist. You can't, you know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah.
But then it's $150, and I have to give it up. And he's like, just don't go. I'm like, I can't go. I can't leave. And I call the therapist. I'm like, do I have to pay? You know?
Yeah.
I just feel like it was such a domino
Did
effect.
You have to pay?
Well, the therapist called back. He's like, well, you don't have to pay if you can make up the appointment one day this week. So we just talked on the phone on Friday,
okay.
Which was fine. But,
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It was the worst.
Oh, my God.
The worst day in the world.
Oh, fucking Waze.
Fucking police.
Fucking computers.
Fucking stupid people.
God.
And then it was like, I only have myself to blame. I should have backed up my stuff, you know?
Oh.
It ended
and then none of this would have happened.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, it was an awesome day for self-loathing.
Oh, man, that sucks,
dude. It was the worst day ever.
Wow. Well, let this be a lesson to all of our listeners.
Back up your shit.
Back up your shit.
It ended up being... I ended up actually having some... There's only now one thing really missing that I need. I ended up having backed up more of it than I thought I did, so which is good, yeah. But yeah, it was a terrible day.
Wow.
I know.
That doesn't even come close to my shitty day.
No.
Not even close. Not,
your shitty day was worse than that?
No.
Oh,
I'm
you
saying
mean worse.
Mine is like
doesn't get
not
worse
even
than that.
Not even close to that.
All right, we'll talk about it anyway.
I had to go to the dentist.
Tell me about your dentist thing. I think you have a dentist thing.
It was I have a fear slash hate of dentists.
How come?
Which I think at least 50% of the country will agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like going to the dentist. My body seizes up.
Mm.
I'm laying in the dentist chair and my muscles get so tense and like contracted,
mm-hmm.
constricted. What's the word I'm looking for?
Constricted?
Yeah.
Contracted.
That it feels like my muscles are a part of my bones.
Wow.
It feels like the muscle is going into the bone and becoming a part of the bone.
Now,
it's
did
like,
you
that's
have
part.
A bad experience when you were little? Or?
I've had several. Like, when I was really little, no, I didn't really have a bad...
Mm-hmm.
I did have 4 teeth pulled.
Yeesh.
When I was little, but no, nothing that bad. When I was not making very much money,
mm-hmm.
I was on, like, state dental insurance in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And I had this thing... I had to have a root canal, and I had to have my wisdom teeth pulled at this place. I called it the chop shop.
Ew.
What they would do is, I think it must have been some sort of scam or something. What they would do for the root canal is you'd go in, they would drill, scoop some shit out, and put a temporary filling in,
mm-hmm.
and then I'd have to go back, and they'd drill the temporary filling out,
mm-hmm.
drill some more shit out, temporary filling.
Yeah.
So one root canal took 4 visits to do.
God.
When they were pulling my wisdom teeth, they just gave me local stuff, the
mm-hmm.
lidocaine, and it was so painful, and they were so, like, rough, and just,
mm-hmm.
like, they don't care who you are, they're just like, let's just get this fucking teeth out and get the money from the state, and it was so bad that when they got to the 4th wisdom tooth,
mm-hmm.
I had to physically grab the guy's hand and pull it out of my mouth. So he wouldn't take the last one because I couldn't stand any more pain.
Oh, you poor thing.
And the lady, the dental hygienist was like, just calm down. Just breathe. It's okay. It's okay. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, fuck off. Yes, it does.
I'm like, fuck you. Like, I was crying. I was screaming.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, it was awful.
You just want someone there being like, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Does this hurt?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I still have my one wisdom tooth
mm-hmm.
that I would not let go of.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there was that in my past.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in New York, instead of going to a regular dentist, I went to the School of Dentistry.
Oh, No.
So I had these, like, newbies, like,
mm-hmm.
doing my dental work, and that was horrible as well.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so... I'm very traumatized before I go to the dentist. It's awful. So I went to the dentist today. He said I needed a deep cleaning because my gums are receding and blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, the pockets and whatever, whatever. So I'm like, okay, here we go,
yeah.
going to the dentist. And so I get there and immediately, like, my whole body just turns into one big tense muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And I shake, too, when I'm in the dental
mm-hmm.
chair. My whole body, it just, like, vibrates and shakes. And so they're cleaning, and just the sound.
Oh, the sound is the worst.
It was the deep cleaning, and so it was like this water
canyon. Screepity, screepity, screepity. Oh, the worst. Oh, my
and
God.
And it's horrible. And then the scraping of all the teeth inside
scrapey,
there.
Oh, scrapey, scrapey.
It was horrible. And, like, normally, regular dentist, like, regular checkup, regular cleaning, I go to my happy place. And I just picture that I'm holding a little bunny,
mm-hmm.
and I pet the soft bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get through, or I hug one of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just hugging my baby, and I get through it, and it's okay. Or I think of, like, something that I have to do, like, oh, I have to design the office bulletin board this month. Okay, it's going to be a Christmas tree, and blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, and that gets me through it. This time, none of that shit worked. So what I tried to have an out-of-body experience. I tried to pull my body out of myself. It just, nothing was working.
Oh, no.
So I was just yelling in my head, like, this is hell, this is hell,
this is hell. Oh, you poor thing.
For an hour.
Oh, no, Susan.
And, yeah, so that was fun. So there was that today. And then I came home, and luckily John picked the kids up today, so no one was home when I got home.
Good.
I went directly over to my neighbor Jessica's house, and she had a glass of wine waiting for me.
Oh, that's nice.
And we just talked, and our other neighbor was there, and we just all, like, sat around and talked about our shit, and
that sounds very nice.
Had a glass of wine, and then now I'm like, okay.
Good.
Oh, thank God that's over.
Good, thank
God. I'm still a little tense, like, in the core, so, yeah, I'm going to have to calm down from that. Yeah, it was awful.
I'm sorry about that. Do you think that any of your medical marijuana might help you next time?
No, I don't think I'd want to be high in the dentist chair.
Okay.
No, I would, next time, I think, like, knocked out. I'm just going to have to be knocked out. There's just no way to.
Yeah.
And then, oh, my dentist is telling me, oh, you know, I think we're going to need to do some skin grafts on your receding gum lines. And I'm like, no, you're not. I'm just going to just have no teeth. That's
just
cool.
Just be receding. No problem. No gums. Don't need them.
He was talking about, like, my front teeth. And he's like, now there's two ways we can go. We can do, you know, we can use the skin from the roof of your mouth and, like, cut some of that out and sew that in there. That's the more painful, expensive way to go.
Okay.
There's a cheaper, less painful way to go. It's where we use synthetic.
Okay.
And, you know, we just patch
just
up
glue
the gums
it in there. Yeah.
And it makes it thicker. And I'm like, synthetic gum stuff? I'm like, is that, like, from an organic source? Or, like, what is that? And he's like, it's donated,
dead people gums.
And I'm like, donated, like, is it from, like, a pig or a mouse? Is it, like, grown in a petri dish? He's like, it's from a cadaver.
Jesus.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Great.
I gotta go.
Okay. We'll talk about that
think
in another
about
time.
That Sophie's Choice.
I'm gonna think about
all
that
night.
And not do it.
Speaking of dentists, I have a tangential dentist story.
A tangential?
Tangential. Tangential?
Okay.
Tangential.
Okay, yeah, tangential. I'm saying tangential.
Oh, tangential. Okay. Right. I'm just sitting here saying, So, since Halloween was coming up, you know, Benj and I have Friday night movie night. So, we wanted to watch Halloween movies, so one week we watched Beetlejuice, which was great. And then last Friday I thought, you know what, let's watch Little Shop of Horrors. It's really good.
Okay.
I haven't seen it since I was a teenager. I used to love that movie.
Right.
And
now,
wait,
I'm just going to say, it's funny how we think of, like, movies from when we were teenagers, like, oh, that was a fun kids movie.
Yeah, well, so that's what happened.
Uh-huh.
So, I used to love it as a teenager, so I'm like, I'm magical like it. So, we put it on, and I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. Like, I'm like, this is the best movie. I forgot how much I loved it. My friends and I used to dork out to it all the time.
Yeah.
First half, so good. Second half, not so much. I'm like, oh my God, I'm showing my kid the most inappropriate movie. Like, as soon as Steve Martin comes on, who's hilarious, you know? But, like, that whole song he sang about, like, bashing in kitten heads and, like, all this stuff. And I was like, Benj, is this funny or horrible? I'm like, funny or horrible? He's like, funny. And a little bit horrible. But, like, you know, some of the lyrics, like, whatever, the girl's name is Audrey. She's like, you know,
Audrey.
Yeah, I know Seymour's the greatest, but I'm dating a semi-sadist. Ben's like, what's a sadist?
And you're like, oh, nothing.
No, I'm like, it's a person who likes to make other people be in pain. You know?
Yeah.
And then, like, the Bill Murray part, he was, like, all excited. I'm like, well, might as well tell him the whole thing. I'm like, okay, that's a masochist. Masochist is someone who likes pain. And he's like, okay. But, like, you know, I don't know if it's going to be, like, at school.
Oh.
Like, no, I'll be the sadist and you be the masochist.
Oh,
you know?
God. Let's play sadomasochism.
Yeah, let's play sadist and masochist.
I love Depeche Mode.
Yeah, my mom taught it to me from a movie we watched, you know.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, and it gets really, like, dark and, like, the plant is, like, all sweary and, yeah, it gets pretty, and, like, the whole Steve Martin part is just really, I'm like, boy.
Oh,
I'm like, but then I felt like, I don't know if this happens to you, but, like, when it started turning the corner to, like, inappropriate or kind of too creepy, I was like, well, I feel like we should watch the whole thing so he knows it has a happy ending. Like, if I stop it at the scary part, he'll just be traumatized forever.
Right.
If I make it through, you know.
You know what? Believe it or not, I was like that with the movie called Mrs. Doubtfire. Remember Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah.
I don't know if I brought this up before.
It was the stupidest movie. I'm sorry people who love it. Yeah.
It's like funny, whatever. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen it since whenever it came out on VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of like parental fighting.
Oh yeah.
A lot of
they're divorced, right?
Yeah. A lot of son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of like kind of violent family scenes.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was showing it to my kids last Thanksgiving and I was like, oh, this is maybe a little inappropriate for 4-year-olds.
Is it a Thanksgiving movie?
I can't remember.
We'll watch it.
It was like $2.50 at Target.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, let's just buy this. What a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Oh my gosh, I have another one that I was just going to tell you and I forgot. Oh, I remember. Okay, so the worst is, because, you know, we watch a movie every week. It's a lot of movies.
Uh-huh.
So I thought once, we'll go way back in the past, and maybe I'll show Benji Bad News Bears. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Bad News Bears.
So what we usually do is we watch the trailer first, because you can watch them on iTunes and see if we want to watch them.
Yeah.
So in this one, okay, everybody, I'm going to say pretty much the worst word you can say.
Okay.
I'm about to do that.
Okay.
So everybody be warned.
Okay.
So Bad News Bears, as you know, is about, like, a terrible baseball team.
Yeah.
And then there's a girl, Tatum O'Neill, who wants to join it. And it's like a girl on a baseball team, whatever. It's full of misfits. Cute. So in this one scene in the trailer from 1976, they're talking about the girl who wants to join the team. And this one little kid goes, I'm just going to do it. Little kid goes, we already got Jews, Spicks, and Niggers. What do we want a girl for? I was like, oh, I know.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
Oh, Benji, you can't watch this movie. You know?
Oh,
I was
my
just like,
God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
like, you can't do that.
Geez.
I know.
Holy crap.
I know. I was like,
wow.
Oh my God. Like, I'm
Bad News Bears.
Yeah, I'm pretty lax. Like, I'm pretty lax with movies because Benji's like pretty conservative. Like, he's not the rebellious type, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever, he can hear it. But yeah, I was just like, oh my God. I was so shocked.
Oh my God.
So don't show that one to your kids.
Don't show Bad News
Bears. Don't even show them the trailer.
Don't show them the trailer.
That's all we saw. Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
It was awful.
Wow.
I know. All right.
Well. You know what? Let's talk about something fun.
Okay.
I just learned about something amazing tonight.
What's that?
While I was over talking. Wait, let me say something first.
Okay.
Neighborhood friends.
Mm-hmm.
I have always dreamed, since I was a child, about having a neighbor friend.
Yeah.
Like a neighbor girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was hoping that you would move, like, on our block.
Yeah.
So we would have that, like, I'm just going to pop over and whatever. So I have that now with my friend Jessica.
You're awesome neighbor friends.
She's like
your whole
two doors away.
Is great. Yeah.
Has a glass of wine for me after the dentist. Mm-hmm. I can just like pop over there and like, hey,
so
blah,
nice.
Blah, blah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're over there. Jessica was over there and our other neighbor, Brandy, was over there. And we were just hanging out having girl talk while the kids were finished their dinner. They're having dessert, watching TV in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandy's like, yeah, blah, 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 bathtub, can't get me out of the bathtub, do-do-do-do-do.
Mm-hmm.
And Jessica and I were like, what's so special about the bathtub that you're not telling us?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, haven't you guys ever, like, masturbated in the bathtub?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just masturbating in the bathtub. Okay, that we've seen in movies,
mm-hmm.
girl sitting in a bathtub, jerking off, whatever.
Also not really that feasible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, no, no, not like that.
I think I know what's coming. No pun intended.
She's like, you turn the faucet on and you
mm-hmm.
jimmy yourself up
mm-hmm.
to the faucet and let the faucet do the work.
Yeah. I have heard of that. I've never
I
tried it, but
never
I've heard of it.
Heard of that. I've never tried it.
Mm-hmm.
So evidently this is like the way to go. Like warm water, warm,
mm-hmm.
warm, hot water. And you just, like, get your stuff up there, and it happens.
How close do you go to the faucet itself?
I did not ask.
Okay.
I
like,
think,
how close do you have to get your pelvis
you
up out of the water?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you have to, and she said that porn, also. Watch a little bit of porn.
Mm-hmm.
Get your junk up there.
Mm-hmm. Does she have a vibrator? It's so much easier.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I don't want to read
But this is just a way.
Mm-hmm.
Away, And I just wanted to put that out there.
All right. Everybody, I would like to hear from people who have tried it or not tried it.
I would, too. I would.
Because I have heard of it before.
I myself, I hate taking baths.
Oh, really?
I do not like baths at all. Hmm. I feel like I'm a piece of laundry waiting to be in the spin cycle.
You're like Susan Soup.
Susan Soup? Yeah. I don't like it. So there you go.
All right. Well, that's a good tip, though, regardless.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Amy, you have...
I have a couple other things to talk about.
You have a couple things.
So, one of them...
Yeah?
I have to ask you something as a teacher. Because one of the reasons I sent Benj to private school was so I didn't really have to be involved.
Ah, in school. Okay.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to pay for it. But I got a job, and this way, like, I can know everything's good with him.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a super snobby thing to say, doesn't it? So, but whatever. You know, like, I'm like, I'm going to pay for it, and then... that seemed to me, like, in my mind, like, kind of a good swap. Like,
right.
I'll pay for it, and then I don't have to be, like, always in the school, on
like
the school, making sure everything's going
blah,
okay.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, like, in constant communication with everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever. One of
yeah.
those super involved parents.
Right.
But recently we got, Benji's English teacher sent out this book list. Like, okay, the kids are going to read these books, and they're going to get points, and blah, 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 whatever.
Okay.
And I did not understand the book list, because their books had a level, and then they had a point system, which I didn't understand. Anyway,
they're probably doing accelerated reader.
They are. Maybe you can... the point is, I emailed her. Because I never do anything like that, but I sent her this nice long email, and I was like, I don't get it. First of all, Benji's already a really good reader.
Yeah,
you know,
super good reader.
That you probably know already, so...
Reads all the time.
I don't want to limit his choices. You know, I'm going to leave it up to him. If he wants to participate in this, he can.
Uh-huh.
But he doesn't have to, because I'm not really concerned about his reading skills.
Right.
But in addition, I don't understand how these work, how this list works. I don't understand the difference between level and points and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I'd love to know more. And she did not write me back.
Did not write you back?
She has not. I've not heard back from her. And I'm just like, what?
She's like, yo, we got your money.
I don't know. I mean, she's like, seems.
Huh.
Yeah, it was very strange.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I was wondering.
Accelerated reader. I will explain that all to you.
Offline. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
But it was, I was just like, why didn't you? Yeah. Like, I put myself out, you know.
Yeah, why didn't you write back? Private school that I'm paying for.
Lady. Yeah.
Lady.
The one time that I write you.
Yeah.
Come on. Give it up, teacher.
Wow.
Anyway.
All right. Well, let that be a lesson.
Yes.
Tonight's all about lessons.
It is. Oh, see, I have another lesson. It's a French lesson.
Okay.
And a lesson of how to be creative at home and then have it backfire on you.
Okay.
So, Benji is this same school as a French immersion school, as you know, so the kids all learn French, and Benji is a pretty fluent French speaker by now, which is extremely cute. And he said, I don't know how this came up, but it turns out that seal, the animal, in French is like P-H-O-U-Q-U-E.
Fuck it.
And it's pronounced fouque, basically, like fuck.
Okay.
Or like fouque, not fouque, like fuck, you know?
Okay.
It sounds just like fuck, basically. So I told Benji, hey, so now... at home, instead of saying the F word, I'm just going to say seal, you know? Whatever. So then Benji started saying it. He's like, oh, I'm going to go get my seal in backpack and do my seal in homework. And I was just kind of like, watch your language, you know? Like, it's still, like, the word itself is completely arbitrary, but I was just still like, don't say that, you know?
Oh, it's kind of man. Funny,
I know.
Talk about a backfire.
I
That's
know,
awesome.
Totally.
Oh,
that was pretty
God.
Funny, though.
That's like when, not the same, but John and I tried to stop saying the word thing. Like, oh, hand me that thing over there, or we have this thing we have to go to. So we tried it, but what ended up happening is we just replaced the word thing with item.
Right.
So it was an incredibly lame experiment that kind of blew up.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something to be said.
Whatever.
It's a kind of sociological study in there, but I'm not going to do it.
Nope, me neither. So we had a clothing swap.
Yeah, we did.
We had a neighborhood clothing swap. And I'm going to tell a funny story about that.
Okay.
So we had about, oh my God, we had like 20 people RSVP for this.
Yeah, there were a lot of people
And
there.
It was in my other neighbor, Jessica. I have two neighbors, Jessica. So it was at my other neighbor, Jessica's house. And she has a small house like we do. So if like fitting 20 ladies in there was,
insane.
So I brought like 9 garbage bags. I had been like hoarding for six months.
Wow.
And I brought, like, 9 garbage bags to the clothing swap. Now, 2 pieces of these items were 2 jackets, a black jacket and a white jacket, that a friend of mine gave to me. It was like, these were really expensive. You know, I don't want to give them to just anybody. I'm going to give these to you because I know you'll wear them. I'm like, yeah, I love them. I love them. I ended up wearing them like once or twice maybe in the past like 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, you know what? These are going to go.
Yeah.
She was not going to come to the clothing swap. She couldn't come that day. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, so there's no way that like these will go to someone else, you know, mm-hmm. One of Jessica's friends, and then they'll be happy and whatever. So what would happen, but one of the ladies that I invited, who is a mom at the school at the same person that mm-hmm. gave them to me is also a mom at mm-hmm. that school. She like picked them out and took them home. Mm-hmm. So now my Uh-oh. Friend on the playground is going to see someone else wearing these expensive jackets, and hopefully she'll be cool with that.
Let's hope so.
Let that be a lesson.
Maybe she'll just think she has the same jacket.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. So hopefully cross your fingers. But also another thing that happened. Mm-hmm. So after the clothing swap was over, like I kind of was hands off and since I was kind of the hostess, mm-hmm. let everybody like go through the clothing first and pick what they wanted. And at the end, when Jessica and I were cleaning up, we just put everything in garbage bags. I put them all in my car, mm-hmm. and then I was going to drive them to Goodwill. But I'm like, well, you know what? I didn't really get to go through anything.
Right.
So over the next like week or so in the evenings, I would like take a garbage bag inside mm-hmm. and go through it, put like stuff I didn't want, stuff I wanted to try, blah blah blah. So I come across this pair of jeans that has a price tag still on it.
Mm-hmm. Always a bonus.
And the price tag said $198 for these jeans. Uh-huh. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm not giving these to Goodwill.
No,
I'm trying them on. I tried them on. They looked ridiculous on me.
Why?
They were high-waisted, tight, like, over-dyed. Mm. I can't even remember the brand of them. They're like AG360 or something
Oh, my God. AG is the best brand of jeans.
Okay, they were AG.
You still have them?
Jeans. No, let me tell you.
Okay.
So I said to my husband, John, here's this pair of $198 jeans. I'm not going to give them to the Goodwill. They don't fit me. What should I do? And he's like, I will put them on eBay. Because John's a really good eBayer.
Yeah.
So, he put them on eBay, and they just sold for $130.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Holy fuck, right?
Yeah, HE are great jeans.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really expensive.
So, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So, we got like $130 for these jeans. So, what's going to happen is, Jessica actually bought clothing racks. Mm-hmm. She bought four clothing racks.
Oh, she bought those?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
To hang everything up for the clothing swap. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to give her $80
from
the jeans.
Yeah.
So that way it's like, you know.
There you go.
Paid for itself.
Well, very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you still have some left over.
And then I have a little left over to, like, go shopping
and get way cheaper pair of jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Get, like, five pair of jeans.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that was a happy, happy clothing swap. And for anyone who hasn't hosted a clothing swap, you really should. It's so much fun.
It was very fun.
It's so fun. Love
it. There's no also way to closer, faster to strange women than just being naked. Taking off your clothes in front of each other and trying on clothes in front of each other.
Yeah.
Being like, that looks awesome. Wear that one. You should try this one. It's really fun.
Yeah. Add some wine and appetizers.
Yeah.
And it's
totally
a party.
Fun. Yeah.
Total party.
Okay. So there's something here on this list with a star next to it called miscarriage.
Yes. I wanted to talk about, so a friend of mine, This is going to be a little, I'm going to be talking about a miscarriage, so if this is, like,
again,
something that you don't want to hear about, then...
You already heard me say the N-word.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, I know the title for this week's podcast now is Trigger Warning.
Trigger Warning.
Yeah.
There you go. So, anyway, she had a miscarriage today.
Who did?
A friend of mine.
Oh, today?
Today.
Oh, my gosh.
This friend is a realtor. She had to meet a client today. She woke up, she just found out she was pregnant 2 days ago.
Oh, my God.
Had decided to keep the baby.
Was it not a planned baby?
It was not a planned baby.
Is she a woman with a partner?
She's a woman with a partner.
Okay.
Not married, mm-hmm. but with a partner. Already has one child. Mm-hmm. So kind of wrapping her head around it, finally decided this morning.
Is she old like us?
Not particularly,
okay.
No. She's in her early 30s.
Oh, she's young. Okay.
Yeah. So decided to keep it, and then proceeded with her day, mm-hmm. went to the bathroom, and a bunch of blood.
Oh, came no. out.
She was like, oh, crap.
Oh, no.
She had to meet a client at 11 o'clock.
Holy shit.
So she kind of pulled herself together, mm-hmm. went to see the client.
Oh, my God.
While she was having a miscarriage.
Oh, my God. I heard those are super painful, too. Those can be really
yeah.
crampy and painful. Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, after she saw the client, mm-hmm. she went to the emergency room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I guess finished having the miscarriage.
Oh, my God.
And they gave her some, what's the drug that starts with an M?
Miscarriage pill?
Morphine.
Morphine, okay.
Gave her some morphine uh-huh. and, like, sent her home.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
That is a dedicated realtor.
Yeah.
I might use her when it's time to buy a house.
All right.
No, Rachel, do pretty much do anything to get
yeah.
the sale. Wow.
So she's, I mean, you know, yeah.
Wow.
She, like, powered through.
Yeah, she did.
Amazing.
It's amazing what you can do, like, when that kind of thing happens. Sometimes you're just like, okay, it's normal. Things are going to be normal if it kills me right now.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
have to keep it normal so I don't actually freak out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I was telling her that, like, you know, sometimes miscarriage is just the body's way of saying it's not ready.
Yeah.
Or the pregnancy was not right.
Yes.
It's like, and
definitely.
This is not a good one.
Right.
So we're going to purge this
one. We're
going to
flush it. Right.
Yeah.
Poor thing,
so,
though.
So, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
So that was that.
Yeah.
We have some more things on our list.
Yeah, we do.
We're just, this list is like.
Never ending.
It's like Jesus's fish basket.
I don't even know what that means. Was
okay.
it an unending? Was it like all the fish you can eat?
Yeah, pretty much.
Bottomless fish basket?
Bottomless fish basket.
Okay, there's
and
the
bread.
Other title of this podcast, Bottomless Fish Basket. Okay.
We actually have, remember when we went to Duran Duran concert?
Oh, how could I forget? It was so
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, that was fun. You were dancing your butt off.
I was.
So we actually, this is like one glass of wine in
mm-hmm.
and like one gummy bear in. And we...
And me sober completely.
And Amy totally sober. We're waiting for Duran Duran to start. And I'm like, let's do a little live update from the Duran Duran concert. And we're like, yeah. So I started it. And one would think that this update would have been about the Duran Duran concert while we're waiting for Duran Duran to come on, but it isn't. I'm going to play it for you now.
I can't wait.
Okay.
I remember it well.
Here it is.
So we're at the Duran Duran show right now, waiting at the Hollywood Bowl for Duran Duran to start, which probably won't be for another hour, but Amy just learned the most fascinating thing, and I could not believe that she didn't know this before, but anyway, we're messing with her phone, and I'm like, Amy, I think you have all these apps open, and she's like, what? And I'm like, look, you just press the bottom button twice. You go, press, press.
And
then
like,
you just,
what?
And then you just swipe them up. And she was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? Like, as if
it
I was, like, going down on her for the first time. She was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, the first time. That's exactly what the second time she went down on me. I was like, old hat, whatever. First time, I was like, oh, my God. As amazing as that was, this was more amazing.
Okay, I've never really actually done that
no,
to Amy
she
yet.
No, she wouldn't. I mean, she didn't.
So anyway, for any of you that did not know this, it's a really fascinating fact. You just press the button on the bottom twice. This is for iPhone,
like
right?
Double-click it.
Double-click it, and then you just, little boxes will appear, and then you just swipe up, and it'll make your battery last a lot longer. So
incredible.
And I know that a lot of you are going like, well, duh, I already know that. But there's a lot of people.
Now if you're over 40.
Yeah, sometimes if you're over 40, sometimes there's things that escape your whatever. Okay, over 30. Let's say over 30. Okay, Louise is nay-naying us.
But we
all right.
know, but now it's very exciting.
So anyway, that's your live update from the Duran Duran Hollywood Bowl concert.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for doing that. That was funny.
Uh-oh, now it's stuck on. Okay.
Oh, that was such a nice flashback to that night.
So that was so informational, not about Duran Duran or the evening.
Right.
But it was something that we just came upon that we just had to share.
I've used that function many times since then.
Yeah.
It's very handy.
So there you go, people.
Yeah.
Doing the good work.
Doing the good work.
Yeah. So it is fall.
Yes, it is.
We had Halloween already.
Yes, we did.
We go trick-or-treating with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, my neighbor Jessica is like, hey, do you want to go to the Halloween party at the Roosevelt Hotel mm-hmm. in downtown historic Hollywood. And I'm like, hells yes, I do.
Of course you do.
So we went to that. I went to that. Mm-hmm. After trick-or-treating. So boys came home. My husband, you know, put them to bed mm-hmm. and stayed at home with the boys. And I went out with the neighbors. And let me tell you, people, mm-hmm. that Halloween in Hollywood is all about how sexy can I make this bee costume?
Right. Totally.
How can I be a sexy alien?
Right.
Like, all the women were like, sexy this, sexy that, mm-hmm. sexy that. And then all the guys were like, just looked like doofuses for the most part.
Like,
it was so weird. There were like this group of guys dressed up in like these rainbow colored gorilla suits.
Mm, sexy.
There was like a group of guys in like beaver costumes. They're like the sleeper, like a onesie sleeper, mm-hmm. but with a beaver hood
mm-hmm.
and a beaver tail.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they were going beaver hunting.
I guess, yeah, beavers.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really funny. One of our friends was Count Dicula.
Oh, jeez.
So he was wearing like this flesh-colored bodysuit mm-hmm. with like a big wankery dildo
that's
swinging between his legs.
Disturbing.
I was like, that's the grossest costume
that's
here.
Pretty gross.
Yeah, Count Dicula, and he had a black cape and mm-hmm. little fangs. In.
Okay, that's really gross.
Yeah. So we got there and we're like, oh yeah, there's like DJs playing. It'll be like cool house, techno music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all like rap.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so the funny. Music wasn't really that great.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we did it. We don't ever have to do it again.
Totally. Did I tell you about the party that I did not go to on Halloween?
Oh wait, I didn't tell you about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My costume.
Tell me about your costume. What were you, a sexy what?
My friend, Jessica, and mm-hmm. her friend. And Michael, we were Robert Palmer the Robert Palmer girls.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So we were sexy Robert Palmer girls.
Sexy, sexy girls.
Yeah, sexy, sexy
girls. Did you have to walk around with no expression the whole time?
Yep, we did. And we had blow-up guitars.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So that was fun.
Can I tell you about the one I didn't go to?
Now you may tell.
So we were invited, and then at the last minute you were invited.
Yep.
My cousin's fiance, there's this huge party, I guess, in Hollywood, in Beverly Hills every year. Mm-hmm. Halloween party, it's like epic, like party of the year.
Like in a mansion.
Like in a mansion, millionaires everywhere.
Stars,
holy whole thing. Like you need to be invited, you need to be on the list, valet parkers, like over the top, whatever. Mm-hmm. So back in June when he told us about this party, we're like, yeah, sounds really fun. But then it got closer and closer.
You told us, you're like, save October 24th.
Yeah. We're like, it's going to be great. And then I was just like, oh, so don't want to go. And when I started my cousin, I'm like, what are people dressed as? He's like, well, it's just going to be slutty. I think a lot of the ladies are doing slutty, whatever.
Sexy bees.
LOL, right?
Yeah.
And I knew not only sexy, but like just professional grade. Yeah. Costumes and bodies underneath them.
Yeah. Like rented costumes.
Yeah. Professional makeup people, Beverly Hills bodies, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? The whole thing. So my first instinct was to, like, I just had this knee-jerk instinct to be as frumpy as possible.
Right.
I did not want to go there. So finally, Tim and I, we thought of the best costume.
Yeah.
Which is we were going to go as a cat and a crazy cat lady.
Uh-huh.
It was like best.
Were you going to be the crazy cat lady?
I was going to be the crazy cat lady.
So you're going to be all frumpy.
Yeah. And he was going to be the cat, which is hilarious because so many women are like, I'm a sexy cat.
Right.
And like poor Tim can be just like a guy cat.
Guy cat.
Like a little humiliating for the both of us, you know?
Right, right.
But then at the last minute we decided not to go. Oh, I was so glad we didn't go.
Yeah.
We had such a nice night. Not doing that.
Did you get to see pictures of the
And then the next day on Facebook, I saw pictures, and I was so glad we didn't go.
Oh.
Especially in that costume.
Because it was all beautiful.
Beautiful. Like, gorgeous people and this gorgeous house. I was like, ugh. I don't think that would have been fun. I think I would have been like, hey, I want to go home now. You know? So I was very glad that we didn't go.
Yeah. The end.
But I did put a pin in that costume idea for next year.
Oh, yeah,
Because it's
for
funny.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great idea. I love it. Especially the guy being a cat. Because you don't see guys being cats.
I know, it's pretty funny. And I was going to call you, Susan, for crazy cat lady stuff if I needed it.
Oh, and I have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have all the crazy cat lady stuff.
So next year, I'm hitting you up.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be there for you.
I know you will be, even if I don't live next door.
Yeah. So we have a book review.
We have a book review that I think we're going to use to wind this up, right?
Wind it down.
Wind down.
We can wind up.
Yeah, we can write down if it's been a while. So we had a request on Facebook for more Amy's Book Nook.
Okay.
Which is good timing because I'm reading a good book.
All right. Take a look. Crawl into Amy's book nook.
All right. Okay. There we go. I have three books to talk about, but really only one.
Okay.
So the last three books I read It Can Happen to You by Mallory Ringwald. Been wanting to read that a while. It's like interlocking short stories.
Okay.
Which is pretty good.
Are they like autobiographical?
No, but they're about LA. I always like stories about LA. Okay. You know, people like, there's like a married couple and they're having an affair. You know, the guy's having an affair, but then you learn all about, like, the next story is about the affair woman. You know what I mean? Like those kind of things. And then like someone she knows. So I like those. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It made me feel like a good writer, which I liked.
Why? Like, because it was crappily written?
It was good enough.
Okay.
I'm like, I think I could write this.
This
makes me feel like a good writer. It wasn't like, I can't go anywhere close to this, you know?
Oh, okay.
So that was decent. Then I read this book. I don't know why this was on my book list of things to read, because it's the most random book. You may have seen it in your mom's bookshelf in the 80s.
Oh, boy.
It's called Almost Paradise by Susan Isaacs.
Okay.
Which was pretty good. It was very long. It was kind of like 80s trashy, but good. Mm-hmm. And then the ending sucked and I was pissed.
Oh.
So there's that one. So the book I'm reading now is really good. And I think you would like it too.
Okay.
If you can get through the first chapter, which is kind of slow.
Oh boy.
But it's called Station 11. It's by Emily St. John Mendel. Those of you who are readers, that may sound familiar to you, because I think this book was kind of a big deal, you know, the last year or two when it came out. So it's about, the first chapter is about a performance of King Lear in Toronto.
Okay.
And the man who plays King Lear is this aging actor on the other side of his height of fame. He was like hugely, hugely famous.
Uh-huh.
And he's kind of like a little bit on the downside, but like still really famous, you know, mm-hmm. like 50s, whatever. So he dies on stage. He has a heart attack during the play and dies.
Uh-huh.
And within 3 weeks, every single person on that stage is dead who was on the stage for the performance has died.
Ooh.
Because there's this huge, like right after that, there's this huge, horrible flu epidemic that basically wipes out almost everybody in the world.
Ooh.
Like, it just, like, you're dead within 24 hours when you get it.
Ugh.
So it leaves, like, a very small amount of people left, and humans, civilization basically has to start over.
Oh, shit.
And it's talking about, there's a little girl who was in the play, too, and she's 8 during the play, and so it goes 20 years later when she's 28.
Yeah.
And kind of talks about her, kind of from her perspective, and she's in this group called the Traveling Symphony, and it's actors and musicians, and they travel around from these town to town that have sprung up and perform. Because they just want to keep some of the culture going. But they call it year 19 or year 20 because time has started over. There's no electricity. There's no phone. There's no internet. There's no nothing, you know?
Okay.
So, like, their carriage, they have horses on their carriage, and their carriage is, like, the front part, I forgot what it's called, of, like, a track of a truck. So they still have the wheels, but it has, so they're sitting on the top of it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? With the horses taking them because
sure.
it has no, you know, that's what they're using. Or,
right.
like, people will live in, like, a old Walmart that has, like, trees growing up through the roof. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and, like,
okay.
all the houses are, like, everybody,
right.
you know, the houses have corpses in them. So,
oh,
like, everybody's dead. So
lots of flies.
It's good. Like, so it's this weird, like, dystopian thing. And then, like, some of the towns, because these towns are so isolated, they spring up as far as, like, they all have, like, kind of different cultures. And some of them are run really well and have, like, a mayor and people cooperating. Other
right.
ones are just, like, hellholes, you
yeah.
know, they come up, they
like
come upon,
Escape from New York.
Yeah, they
yeah.
come upon one that's like a cult with a cult leader,
Ooh.
You know, that they want to get away. And then that
okay.
comes back and it kind of flashes between that and this famous actor, like it goes way back with him and talks about like how he's came up through, you know, his three wives and like his story that's more present day. And I think it's all going to join in somehow, but it's
wow.
really good.
And what's it called again?
It's called Station 11.
Station 11. All
so,
right, sounds good.
I don't usually like these kind of science fiction-y things, but
yeah.
this one's really good. Sometimes I have to put it down because it's creeping me out too much.
Ugh.
And I have to read something else for a little while.
Wow.
So it's, like, a little upsetting.
When there's, like, a lot of dead bodies
especially
in books,
dead children bodies.
Yeah, I don't like those
yeah.
so much.
Okay, maybe you won't like this then.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Okay, it sounds
yeah.
like it would make a good TV show.
I think it would.
I'd
or
watch
movie.
It.
Yeah, a good movie.
I'd totally
a TV
watch
show?
It.
Yeah, it would be a good TV show.
Yeah.
Actually. So yeah.
Okay.
Book Nook. There you go, person who asked for it.
You got it.
You got it. I will also keep it. I'll keep you informed.
Yeah. Keep reading, Amy.
I will.
Read for me too.
I'll read for two.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Because I just go to bed and I fall asleep. I have a stack of books here. How many books do I have? One, two, three, four, I have like 5 books in my book nook, uh-huh. and a lot of comic books, uh-huh. like tons of comic books mm-hmm. that I still have to read.
Yeah. I can't read it. I can't sleep unless I read.
Really?
Yeah. Like I just, I've been doing it since I was a kid. Like, I don't know how people don't have that transition time.
Yeah.
Where they just like go to bed and then they're like, shh, 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 shh. You know, like I need to read.
My body's like, go to sleep, bitch. You're tired.
Mine's like, you can try to sleep without reading. Good luck, bitch. So there you go.
There you go.
Oh, everybody, that was a good show.
Oh, my God. I think we've exhausted our little notebook of topics.
We have. I'm exhausted.
I am, too.
Yeah.
Time for some soup. My
Some Susan soup.
Yeah. My lidocaine is finally worn off
now. Oh, good.
Because they had to numb up my entire mouth so mm-hmm. they could torture me better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good now. I'm gonna slurp down some soup mixed with the wine that's already in my tummy.
Good.
And we'll see how far that goes.
Yeah, and everybody, I'm hoping next week I do not have a bladder infection anymore.
Yeah,
UTI, I should say.
Cross your fingers.
Cross your legs. Don't pee in your pants.
Don't pee in your pants.
Yeah.
Don't look at Waze. Don't
while you drive, Waze, especially in Orange County.
Yeah. Don't go to Orange County.
Oh my God. Stay out of Orange County.
Please.
That's where all the bad things happen.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, everybody.
All right, I want you to make that drill noise again. Will you do that? Okay, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
That was funny. You'll be a dentist. You have a talent for causing pain. Hey! Some be a dentist. People will pay you to be inhumane. Your temperament's wrong for